Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, folks. This is Lila with some bedtime stories that I'd like to share with you. And with me is Dean Bell and our dear friend Tim Von Pinon. I'll be reading from Book 6, Your Dream Visions, by Duane, the great writer. And we'll be discussing these chapters. Okay. Dreams. They should be treated like thoughts as one analyzes their experiences. This is a basic idea unless one is a new student of the real guides. Their real side guidance, then there is a plus factor involved. The real guides must be invited into a person's arena and worlds to help take care of their karmic and daily situations which arrive, or they will not be entered. This is how one learns to unburden themselves as they surrender all the thoughts, ideas, and emotions to the sound light reality. The real connection to the all is. So, as one goes to sleep, they merely allow the real guidance to take place as they flow with their experience, and the unconscious mind is open to a fine-tuning of adjustments. In this way, the new student is rid of these obstacles which have been holding them back from perceiving a greater awareness about themselves. Almost on a daily basis, one will begin to soon recognize what's taking place as a very subtle change occurs. The hardest thing for most of us is to live with ourselves and see what is taking place. And so, this new awareness has little to do with how we determine things to be along with what we may usually assume, but simply letting go and allowing the light sound reality to become a part of us until we are one with it. This then becomes a greater recognition for us and a much broader position with the whole of life, instead of just a bunch of mental and emotional stimulants that have mainly been set into motion for so many outside sources that want to control everyone. This is an important factor to recognize while residing in any of the lower bodies, as the influence reigns the psychic realms and can penetrate like the wind and even has dominion over all lords and the gods of man. The personal self needs the contact of its dream arena to survive here. Even when it is not consciously recognizing it or has the slightest bit of understanding what is taking place, the psychic realms are so much more of a psychological position that humans can ever imagine. The four ages of man and of human history, starting with the Golden Age, then the Bronze, and then the Copper, and finally, the last and the most harsh, which we are in right now, the Iron Age. All these tests and trials, each one makes a big step into the real universes. These four ages are the formative years, like when we were young, and then as teenagers, start to feel our way along. So One is still the youthful explorer as they first meet the real guides. And as they are tested to find endurance level, and if a person is ready to become self-sufficient, they will be shown what very few will come to know. There are so many different and various aspects for one to compete themselves with the psychic realms, so much more so than what the authorities of politics and religion imply. As a person recognizes the fact that they keep returning to this lowest place in life, with real guidance, they will come to realize that they have been in full agreement to the authoritarians and given themselves over as part of their many takeover positions. Here again is where all of us go through the most harsh conditions to finally get a glimpse of this great wake-up call that I am presenting now. For those who have the opportunity, they will be introduced to what Paul Twitchell referred to as the Rod of Power, which is the new wave now. This true reality has its place in the physical realm and all the way up to the very heart of the all is. The average person will not understand what the new waves, but for those who become very intensely sincere, they will be able to stand with the real guides in the new waves. From ancient times comes a lot of descriptive definition along with authoritativity, confirmed documentation that the answer to life lies in a spiritual quest that has been outlined mainly by the rep systems. In times past, there were a lot of known and unknown things of a spiritual nature taking place, as this was a good starting point for many of us who have come through thousands of human forms to finally reach this new moment. And so now it is the nowness of life. I would like someone to explain what he's trying to say.
Well, you know? I'll share. You read about the psychological importance of the real side, or the psychic world there has a lot of influence. I'm looking at my life. When I was a kid, I was an only child, so I had a lot of time to myself. So I used my imagination a lot. I used to play with little army men, those little figurines. And also the Cowboys and Indian figurines. So I had great battles and mock-up situations, Cowboys and Indians and Western movement, and all with his little figurines, going over the chairs and the couches and everything, hiding, Indians hiding on top of the couch and shooting arrows down at the wagon train. So that was my childhood. Then I remember junior high, probably the hardest time of my life. It was just awful. It was just like, because I came into the literal side of things, you know, I was no longer a child and became literal, and literal didn't make sense to me. I was trying to find some meaning to that, and there was no meaning. And then I got into athletics, basketball, and relationships, and that kind of distracted me a bit. And it carried me through high school and college, and then came adulthood where I married. I had three marriages, and that also distracted me in a way, and kind of just, you know, went through that. And then I came across the new presentation, and that's, it brought me back to that time when I was a child in a way where I could use my imagination. And when Dwayne Hefner, the founder of the new presentation, when he said, dream your way to the is, that rung such a, you know, that just rung a bell. Dream your way to the is. That made so much sense to me when he said that. It's like, oh, it's not at all literal. It's not what you think it is, the way the approach to the isness is. You dream your way to it. You can use that consideration. It's not it, but it's a pretty good start. In my case, it just works for me. And that's where I see the psychological or this position with the real side and the all of creation. How you see that, how you reference it, makes a lot of difference in terms of comparing it to what the is. So you sort of eliminate what it isn't by going through all these experiences you have through your lifetimes. And then you can come upon the recognition of what it really is, this isness. No guarantee, you still have to figure it out, but that's why we're here, to figure out our position with this, with our relationship with this isness. So it's very interesting how it works, and imagination is a great tool for people to utilize, and the kids have it, you know, usually until they start school and they lose it to the literalness that they're indoctrinated to, and then good luck getting it back. Unless you maybe you're an artist or something like that, where you still access that part of yourself. But usually you become so indoctrinated, stiff, rigid, just, you know, you're just so immersed in the society, the marketing here, that you lose that portion of yourself, like you were as a kid. You were like a kid. That we find it here, the people here with a new presentation, they have that quality. They utilize it. They've got to, or else it's not about being literal. It's about using that imaginative faculty that we have to move around into different positions so you can see what is real and what is not.
Yes, this imagination is a wonderful tool. It is true that all those who qualify themselves with the real guides can stand in the new ways and perceive the real light of the is. From this position here, this magnificent reality is like a giant spiral of pure light reaching into all the skies on each level of life. It can also appear as a huge shaft of light for the human side of this realm. It takes a lot of training for a person to finally have the slightest bit of recognition of what this true reality is. The new ways is so incomprehensible to anything of the human mind, and there is and can never be any technology that comes close to knowing what it really is. This is where most of mankind has failed in their pursuit to discover real truth, because it can never be found in old ruins or on other planets, and especially with the personalities of ancient saviors. It is always new, and now, and it must be approached with a special awareness. All the stories, and so many of those who have had experiences with a degree of light in their life, were usually experiencing the lesser aspects of it, with only the real guides and the real connection to the heart of the all is. It is so that anyone can proceed to stand with the real guides in the real light by going through the process of becoming more aware. All in all, this becomes a real adventure to escape as a new student who knows their goal is to become free from all the illusions of the gods of man and the false restrictions that have held one back for lifetimes. The new student is not to look for agreement from his friends or family or others, because it's doubtful that he'll ever get it. This journey is exceptional, and very few will come to see it for what it really is. All one has to do is to continue their life and to live it and stay with the new you sessions. And when they are ready to step forward with real courage, they then will go out into the world and become the new leaders as they work with the new man to provide the greatest humanitarian adventure ever. Our position is that of being real, just like the sun shining in the sky. We are really cool. We have no affiliation with any political, religious, spiritual, or metaphysical beliefs, faiths, or the likes. We do acknowledge and respect the creations of others as they are making their choices, but our position is one of real freedom and not one of any regulatory bodies. We are not in any manner of an earthly political structure or nature for or against anything. Each person determines their own being and their own choices. Our real position is to provide the new presentation as it works hand in hand with the real universal guides and the focus really of that and the all is. Kim, do you want to say something about this?
Sure. It's also what we would call this special awareness to qualify ourselves, and it takes a lot of training to recognize the is, this process of becoming more aware. It's an exceptional journey. And how all we really have to do, it sounds like, is continue to do our new you sessions, showing the real guides that we're trying to pay attention and I guess you'd call it qualify ourselves. And these things, you wonder, why do they call these yugas things like metals, golden and silver and bronze and iron. It's just interesting that it, of all words, that they use metals to describe time, or and it doesn't sound like it's going to happen for us to even be ready until we've got to a point through these harsh conditions that makes us ready to take a risk and see something new instead of to continue with the same old ideas that others have convinced us about gods and to worship and pray to, and all these experiences that we've come through so far to right now. It's all how thankful we should be for the opportunity to find out more about life than we know.
You bet. That's what this whole thing, this is an opportunity, a golden opportunity for people to look behind what's going on. Who is running all this? What has happened? Why are there these things that are standing in our way? And there also, I feel, there has to be a hunger. You have to really have this hunger for freedom and to know what is really going on. This is an opportunity that Dwayne has given us. And it does lead to real freedom. And you're never, never alone. The guides are always with you to guide you. If you listen, you will find a fullness of life that you've never known before. And the old saying, seeing is believing, has been formed from the human awareness and the literal senses. And it has nothing to do with the true reality. To experience it is all about perceiving it, as there are endless real positions which the mind of man cannot ever comprehend. A person's dream visions leads one to the first step of eventually being able to perceive reality. The human mind does not expand when it experiences, like so many may think, but only collects information, as it does any machine. It is only when the real you becomes active to participate in the adventure of life and becoming more aware, that's when one's life begins to truly evolve in the true sense. Here then is where the real you explores beyond the literal sense of conditioning from one's upbringing. On the earth, humans are taught a solid view of this world. Only the possibility of life on other planets, which some scientists believe will give them a much better understanding of where human life came from. But of course, this is part of the make-believe-ness of the conditioned literal sense. In this world, that of created phenomena from the materials the human body resides on, the literal sense does have its place. But when it is, then there needs to be the whole new you education to be involved with. At first, what is being presented by the new guides seems a bit scary or too much. And it is understandably because it would appear from the mind's assumption and mental experiences that what is being presented cannot in any way be real at all. So it would take and seem to be totally misrepresented by what has been created. No one can actually talk us into anything, because each of us has our own experiences, and whatever they may be, there are validness with what we have decided our life to be. This is where the true reality can in no way provide even the slightest insight to itself. And it is like the sun in the sky, to where it can only shine for itself and allow all of life to be whatever it will be. Free will is a very interesting realm that each of us live with and is taken for granted and not at all understood, as the effects of what humans have chosen show up and have created what they have on the surface of this world. The ideas of good and bad and all that lies in between are really psychological notions that have been part of the overall conditioning most people have gone through. As a basic relation to others, the ideas of good and bad are used to easily describe something that has and is or can take place, but seldom do these terms apply realistically. Here then becomes a more in-depth study with the real guise of becoming more aware, with the real focus upon perceiving one's position in life, as each person already carries with them all the answers that they need to realize the true reality. It is only with the real guidance that one will realize this presentation. A simplified description of the levels of life. And so a great study of the real levels of life must apply if one is to begin to understand the endless steps of becoming more aware with the true source, the all isness. That's why one has to really have this desire to really know what is going on and what's inside of you, that burning question to really know whether you're being controlled and who's doing this, what is doing this. This true journey is not for everyone at this time, even though it is here for everyone. All things leave their mark, so to speak. And what I'm presenting now will be around for a long time. And very few will catch on to it. To start with, the physical realm, with its solidness, has become home to a lot of humans who keep returning here. From this place in life, one usually goes somewhere familiar, such as the next level, which is termed as the astral world. Depending upon the awareness and circumstances allowing each person, their experience in the next world will be according to their ideas, their beliefs, and their karma and attitudes of acceptance, as examples. All of us are very complex while residing in and carrying all the lower bodies of the mind and emotions, along with a lot of past life memories. These things that I have just mentioned are a mystery to most people, as they have been taught that certain things are to be a mystery and not at all understood, except by the mysterious gods of mankind looks to. Here is an example of the so-called beliefs a person has to become accustomed to, and therefore, how is it that they can surpass themselves when they hold themselves to what they have decided? The mere acceptance of an authority figure, such as a god, a deity that rules over others, is already a decided confinement. And no matter how much emotional creativity-ness a person puts into the idealism of their worshipped effigy, it all equals the same to where a person limits their understanding from what is real. Within the astral worlds, which would seem like science fiction to the head and hard-headedness of humans, there are many wonderful places to visit and reside. From the sometimes cruel world of humans, a place that is a lot nicer and without all the pollution and many times the downright stupidness of Earth, it's actually hard to believe. There are thousands and thousands of possibilities in the astral worlds. And again, it is all about the individual and how they are set up with their decided, confined consciousness. Each of us already has an astral body that exists on this level. And when the physical body is worn out like an old car, the real you simply transfers over to a place best suited for it. The idea of there being some sort of death with all this is not at all so, because the real you never dies or disappears, but merely transfers to another position. Those who do not know of the many other dimensions of worlds have termed a person's passing as death. Just like Forrest Gump said, stupid is as stupid does. Humans seem to like to put themselves in the worst conditions and with the worst ideas, and then whine and complain about what they have done to themselves. In the movie Flatliners, several med school doctors experimented with a complete way to die and a contemplated way to die. And then they returned to their physical life until about their experience of death. They went to a lot of trouble for nothing with all their complicated equipment and procedure to try and find what they wanted to be the answer to life. When they are already doing the same thing every night in their dream visions. Again, Forrest Gump seems to know a lot more beyond the astral worlds. There is the causal and the mental worlds. Those vast and seemingly endless regions that has so many amazing sights and places to experience. Even when a person is in these wondrous areas, they may still feel a pull to their earthly existence because they haven't as yet learned to let go of what they have already experienced. Life is an endless journey into even great positions beyond any belief or consideration. The beautiful mental worlds are a huge and alluring consideration to anyone who visits them. And so it is best to have a real guide with one to assist, so as not to be left in these places, or it's likely that one will return to the lowest of worlds and reincarnate unconsciously again. Life will always make sense because it is real and is up to each of us to continually explore and discover how it makes sense for ourselves. It is this arena that experience, the mental worlds that the gods of man reside. Again, most people will have a hard time accepting this simple fact. They can visit their appointed deity at any time, but of course, the God Lord is going to play his own role with each person, making them think that he is the ultimate and there is no life or existence past him. The God Lord is one who wants to be worshipped and adored, as do the elites and royalty on the earth world. The God Lord is just as political as the authoritarians with their contrived laws and regulations of officialness. The souls of the many round worlds have been cleverly marketed with mainly fear, as our gods have taken control of their lower bodies. Above the fourth level of the mental regions is the etheric plane. A certain area of this realm is for the fifth body of man, his subconsciousness, a primitive self. It is in this particular area that one's dreams play a huge role, because the subconscious is an endless storehouse full of everything a person has decided and imagined. It is this subconscious arena that mainly reflects back to the personal self in dreams. One has the protection of the real guides. They are mainly at the mercy of this realm and the gods of man. It is true that there are many so-called blessings from this area, as the Lord God Lord wants to keep them and as many unaware souls with him as possible. As one ascends into the higher positions of this region, at some point they drop all the lower bodies and behold themselves as a being of light. I would say that this is where a true spiritual position is, and not at all on any of the lower realms of spiritual marketing tactics. It's here that the real you is realized and experienced, and all the knowledge of the lower realms is revealed and perceived. From this fifth level, one then enters the deep, dark border of the sixth level. Through the vast darkness, this special journey finally takes one into the seventh level, the first real universe of sound and all light of the all is. It is here that one experiences a joy and happiness beyond anything conceivable from that of the lower mind and bodies. Here, one is a magnificent being of real light and not the secondary light like that of the astral and the mental worlds. there are endless positions of being real on the seventh level. As one positions themselves among others who are equal in light, strength, and being, and beingness. Upon this level, there are vast oceans and rivers that contain the real fountain of youth. There exists here an awesome brilliance of silvery light, with giant golden castles that cover the endless vastness and into a foreverness sky. From the lower levels to this one and above, there is always a great sun in the endless skies, which represents the all is, that is everywhere and supports all things and beings. Wow. Anything one wants is already available here on the seventh level. As it is the first real universes of the all-isness, of the true reality, the all-is. The real beings of light are countless in numbers here, and there is no darkness, no pollution of any type of discordance, but only a real life. As one establishes themselves here, they no longer have to return to the lower psych realms and take on any or more unconscious bodies. Here is where the real you shines, brighter than 100 suns, as there is only pure joy and pure happiness beyond any belief or imagination that a person can consider. When the real you is ready, the real guide will then escort one into the higher universes to where one eventually is positioned in the most hidden and secret of all places, that of the true source of all life, the all is. So wonderful and unapproachable is this pure reality. There are no rules even to describe it. It is here that one perceives reality with their being, as nothing of a literal self can exist here. The all is perfection beyond mention. And there are no rules, regulations, and controls here. Only radiant, real truth, and endless, real freedom to be in. On the seventh level, one is a pure, formed, radiant being. From the seventh level and beyond, one is more like a ball of light, perceiving all that is, and seemingly moving with the brilliant, dazzling light of universes, ever onward to the true source, the all is. There is no actual movement in the real universes, as everything is a pureness. From the psychic realms, with its defined literal senses of existence, the real universes are especially unique for their pure quality of clear and clean realness. This is why it's hard for anyone to imagine reality, because it is far too real and wonderful. The best advice I can give to a person who wants to experience the true reality is, first imagine themselves like the sun in the sky, to where they are shining upon all with no attitudes, just being like the sun is. This is how the all is. Once people understand how pure and wonderful the all is, they will no longer have to grovel to the gods of man, and especially to the contrived marketing tactics and intimidation of the authoritarians and their malicious armies. Again, the whole of life is about becoming more aware. And once a person decides this, the real guides can assist one into the real light of life, far beyond all the secondary thrills of the lower mind realms. It takes great courage for a person to see through their upbringing and conditioning, but once they do, they can learn to perceive the true reality. Now, that's a real goal to really work for. I mean, really, it takes great courage for a person to see through their upbringing, as we all have been, like Val just said, with his little toy soldiers and all that. He has to see through all that and their upbringing and conditioning. But once they do, they can learn to perceive the true reality. With the true completeness course of the new presentation, one is introduced to real guidance, a real education, real truth, and real freedom. From the real guides, one learns true sincerity, true humility, and true gratitude, and true purity. Now, those are goals, something that we all can attain if we really have the courage and have that longing to really, really know truth. What is this all about? Why am I here? All those answers will be answered. All those questions will be answered in the best possible way.
Yes, and like you read, we have the answers ourselves. It's a matter of seeing it. Thank you, Lila, for reading. I noticed what caught my attention was the part about your endless positions that we can be in. I see it as both in the psychic worlds and the real universes. In the psychic world, you have the tap lines that are affecting your positioning, and these can prevent or obscure some of the recognition you have with your positioning in the real universes. So beware of the tap lines, because they're the ones that are holding you back or restricting you. You're actually restricting yourself to these agreements you've made with certain ideas or people or attitudes, whatever it may be. There's something that's holding you back from seeing more. But it's really interesting how we are able to assume different positions, endless positions. That's, to me, it's so cool. But people seem to be stuck here. This is in the physical here with our physical lives. It's only one position, one very minute position. And people see it as a reality. It's so big. It's bigger than they play it up to be bigger than really what it is. Because life is so much more big than just this physical part, and the physical part we have with ourselves here. So endless positions is just so cool. We can assume endless positions and have the freedom to be, to just in the creative world, the creation world, it's a movement. to assume these positions, but in the real universe is just seeing it because it already exists. So you're just being it. You just have to recognize it. Whereas the psychic world's here, it appears to be movement because there's the mind sees it that way. But the real universe is just it already is. So it's a matter of perceiving it, and then you are it, that position. And it's endless. It's just so cool. Kim, do you have anything for that too? Pass it to you.
Sure. Yeah, sure. there's so much in the words to try to relate to and perceive. Like the sun in the sky, lets each of us be as we decide. It's the free will. It lets each of us decide what we want to do, or it doesn't interfere. It's our decision in life to. And it sounds like very few of us at this time are going to catch on to what's being presented, but lucky those who do. But without a real guide, even if you get into this astral projection stuff or remote viewing or things like that, without the real guide, you're just going to be stuck there for a while because you think that's such a great place to be, but you end up coming back into the physical stuff to continue on in the psych realms. It's all amazing about the opportunity of the fountain of youth in the seventh level with the oceans and rivers and pure joy, pure happiness. What that is, we only can experience. I guess we couldn't know. It's just how we experience something. And endless freedom. We can pretty much do whatever we want to in the real universes where it's all clean and clear. I'm thankful for this opportunity and for the efforts that are being put out, like Lila's bedtime stories, so that we hear these words and discuss them and think about them and get to try to get this guidance and this education so we can get to be like a ball of light in the real universes and have that real joy and real happiness. Such an opportunity.
Yeah, to really, really know real happiness, real love. Not the dramas that we go through every day. There's something more than that. It takes courage to see through your upbringing and what you're told in school by your parents, by everyone. You don't have to believe that. There's more to life that you can learn to perceive the true reality. It makes for a very exciting and challenging life.
Mm-hmm.
This is a challenge, but it's well worth putting our efforts into it and our lives into this. And so with that, it's time to close this chapter of Lila's books for tonight, and we're going to wish everyone pleasant and wonderful dreams. There's so much to dream about. Shall we all sing the new you? Thank you very much, and good night, and pleasant dreams.
Good night. Happy dreams.
Thank you, sure.
Thanks.
Good night.
We'll see you. Good night. Happy dreams.